Missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gunito Fupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Guguletu, good morning.
Top of the morning to you, Caesar.
So, generally, we've been complaining about fuel prices for so long, we even stopped. But now I'm told that fuel prices may be going down.
They might, but I think it's not by enough of a measure to really make an impact on our pockets as South Africans, right? Mm. So we do have some data that's coming out of the Central Energy Fund with regard to fuel price recoveries and what it is that we have seen on a month-to-month move that will impact us in the upcoming month of March. Now, typically what we have seen is that this is largely dependent on the dollar-rand exchange rate, which despite all the calamity and drama we've seen in terms of the beginning of the year, from the postponement of the budget speech to Trump and his views on tariffs and even withdrawing funding for some of South Africa's aid, that rand and currency has essentially been very resilient in terms of its trade and exchanges against the US dollar. All of this has resulted in minor shifts that we've seen within the fuel price. So unfortunately, petrol 93 is actually going to increase by 9 cents a litre, but there's good news. 95 as well as diesel are expected to decrease between 4 and 14 cents per litre in the upcoming month. And of course, illuminating paraffin also expected to decrease by 4 cents per litre. It's not expected that this will make much of a shift in terms of consumers' pockets. Largely, we know that this also influences inflation. So for the moment, slight recovery that might actually see a softening and an ease in terms of some of the day-to-day expenses that we have. But again, speaks to South Africans making sure that they do manage their finances accordingly where we can, despite transport being a significant input cost to many of our budgets.
Okay, that will take something that we've been saying for a long time, right? Because of globalization, when an industry is gone, you can't really bring it back. Which is why it's very silly of Trump to be saying he's going to impose tariffs, for example, on different countries because he's trying to bring American industries back. Dude, fine. Go ahead, impose the tariffs and see what happens. The consumers want their products at the lowest price point and the best quality, which is exactly the reason why South African steel industry is not performing well, because you can get better steel from China for a lot cheaper.
And that's the concern, right? It's actually a combination of factors where China as a market has really created an opportunity that is conducive in terms of the industries that it wants to focus on, and also is well aware of the appetite and demand for the steel that it does produce. South Africa, though, at one point was a darling in terms of the steel and iron manufacturing space, so much so that the institute that represents both these particular commodities has published the latest report giving us some insight into the state of steel as well as iron imports in the country so far. And steel is typically used in a wide variety of themes: cabling, tubing, piping, fasteners, fixtures and turnings. So anything to do with infrastructure, really, this is where this particular metal becomes incredibly critical. We're well aware that in recent weeks, we've heard of the challenges that have been faced by the likes of ArcelorMittal. They are not only facing potential business rescue and job cuts within two of the operations in Vanderbijl Park, but also when it comes to Newcastle. We're also well aware that back in 2019, the Saldanha Steel Export Mill actually was placed under maintenance since then. We've also seen other businesses like Everest, Highveld Steel and Vanadium also going through business rescue back in 2015. I mention this because fundamentally what the report does show us is that since 2009, South Africa's embattled steel industry has actually bled and shed 25,000 direct jobs as a result. And that's on the back of a slow decline we've seen. As you've mentioned, largely from cheaper Chinese exports. But over the years, we haven't seen enough of an industrial focus on the steel manufacturing sector. That, coupled with the ongoing challenges we've seen in terms of load shedding, these particular businesses not facing competitive pricing and sufficient demand within the local environment. And even when it comes to exports that we've had, the Russia-Ukraine crisis cannot be ignored, because that in itself has also reduced the level of market activity and demand we've seen on a global stage. So overall, not looking good. It raises significant concerns as to what solutions do need to be implemented, but also understanding that even these policies that might be implemented immediately themselves will not be sufficient to see a complete shift and a turnaround in the survival of the industry going forward. So again, takes us back to some of the fundamentals we need to focus on as a country, going back to policies, the creation of that conducive environment, attracting the right capital, but also the effective and efficient running of these operations and businesses from a regulatory point of view to make sure that they are able to thrive. So I'm concerned. Doesn't seem like there's a favorable outcome here, but it does need a heightened level of focus.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, if governance was easy, I guess everybody would be doing it. So what are the markets looking like?
Markets, we had a slightly better day yesterday. We did see quite a bit of movement from a lot of the retail companies and a few others in the financial services space that had some updates out. 87,325 points is where the JSE All Share Index will open up from. Currency-wise, again, the big word there is resilient. 1850 is where we're trading to the US dollar, 2327 to the British pound, and now against the euro at 1921.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gunit Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.